Epilogue. Terra, the Imperial Palace. Courland listened to the silence. It was stronger than ever. It strode above the celebrations, its weight gathered second by second, and he knew its cause. From the base of a staircase wide enough for thousands, but forbidden to all but a few, he gazed at the towering door of the Sanctum Imperialis. He would never see what lay beyond. That was perhaps as it should be. The sublime was not for his eyes. He had not earned the right. The women who had entered a short while ago had that right. The staircase was not forbidden to them, nor was this door. There were other entrances to the sanctum, but they were for those who would never come out again. The warriors who had climbed this staircase would also descend it.
"Did you speak to them?" he asked Thane.
"Very little. They were disinclined to speak to anyone except Inquisitor Venand."
"I see."
He pushed aside thoughts for now of the power play Venand might be preparing. Inside the sanctum, 50 women were passing before the golden throne, renewing their vows to the Emperor and swearing themselves to eternal silence. Theirs was the quiet he was hearing. It was not a silence for which he could take credit or blame. It was not his burden or his sacrifice or his honor. He gave thanks for it, though. He did not expect this silence to banish the others. Their weights would remain with him, but it might bring about yet another. Through it, the beast would at last cease to roar.